When Bovarsano moved to Farragut Bay 20 years ago, he built a homestead. Now that homestead is both his home and his income.
We've just figured out a way to make a living at home in a remote place, basically.
Together with his wife Maya Smets, he runs a farm which feeds the people of Petersburg in the summer months. Farragut is so out of the way, it takes them 4 hours to transport their veggies to town, and they can only leave with produce on the highest tide. This means they might make a living, but it's a struggle.
What would take me about a month to earn by myself fishing takes both of us all the whole growing season.
And apart from the difficulty of transportation, they're limited by the fact they only really have one market to sell to.
Ever since we started, it's like, okay, there's only 3,000 people in Petersburg. Is this really going to work?
So Varsano realized what they really needed was a booster crop, something which would give them a supplemental income alongside the market.
I can show you. Watch out for this fence here. This stuff is being cured right now. This is one that we're actually going to try and market, but...
Gourmet quality garlic. He takes me into a greenhouse filled from top to bottom with the stuff. And he says right now, gourmet garlic is in.
There's a subculture that is obsessed with garlic.
Garlic is planted in the fall, and with mild winters, Southeast has ideal conditions for garlic growing.
If it's done right, Southeast Alaska garlic is as good as any garlic on the planet, I would say. It's beautiful stuff.
What makes garlic so attractive for Farragut Farm is they can dry it, stick it in a sack, and they don't have to worry so much about the usual travails of transportation. And Varsano says because it's hard to grow garlic well elsewhere in the state, there's a market in Alaska.
So we actually can grow garlic more easily in Southeast Alaska than you can in the better agricultural lands that are in the interior.
Certainly a very popular crop. When we announce that we have garlic at farmers market, it just brings everybody in.
That's Mike Emmers. He's a farmer near Fairbanks who's been growing a small crop of garlic for about 15 years. He says despite the demand up north, because of the freezing winters, it isn't practical or profitable to grow garlic in bulk in the interior.
There are more crops that are more forgiving than garlic.
But for Bovarsano and Maya Smets, the fact that garlic growing is unforgiving elsewhere in Alaska is good news. They want to become Alaska's biggest garlic growers and sell to northerners hungry for quality. Although Smets, who's taking apart the pea fences at the other end of the farm, admits it is tempting to go for a higher yielding crop.
Joe's like, why don't you grow weed?
That'll be worth a lot more than garlic.
But Varsano says while pot growing would be lucrative, it's not the look he's going for.
I don't want to be the person who is selling marijuana in Petersburg and lettuce too. We're going to go with garlic.
They're going with garlic. And the journey back to my Lyft home shows the difficulty of making a living based around just the Petersburg farmers market. We squelch through a marshy bog, hike out over a mile-long tide flat, and I watch as Smets pulls out her method of transport from her backpack.
Josh, you can pull it out and use this handy dandy, I suppose it's like a windsock, and blow it up.
She paddles off on her inflatable boat to pick up the skiff and take me out to my ride.
It's not the fastest boat. I don't have a motor.
Soon, she'll be hoping those long, hard journeys to market are made a little easier by a bumper crop of every lover's least favorite cooking ingredient. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.